From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Stock market fell around the world today in the face of the Greek debt crisis. Investors are worried about the possibility of Greece leaving or being ousted from the Eurozone. Greece has scheduled a referendum on Sunday as to whether to accept lenders' demands for austerity measures in exchange for new loans. A senior U.S. administration official says Iran nuclear negotiators are not looking for a long-term extension of the talks. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. The official said it would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. Negotiators have been tight-lipped about the details from the talks, but the sticking points are believed to include access that inspectors from the UN nuclear agency would have to Iranian sites, as well as the pace at which sanctions against Iran would be lifted. Voters in Burundi cast ballots in parliament and communal elections Monday. Gabe Joselow reports.
Voting in Burundi placed against a backdrop of political turmoil surrounding President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office, a move opponents say violates the law. The opposition has boycotted the elections while protesters have engaged in weeks of demonstrations against the president. A failed coup attempt and the assassination of an opposition leader in May have added to a hostile political environment in Bujumbura. A VOA reporter in the capital heard intense gunfire across the city late Sunday. Gabe Joselow, Nairobi.
The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by lethal injection, the 5-4 ruling Monday. The court said five justices said the use of the sedative does not violate the Constitution. This is VOA News. Taliban militants in western Afghanistan have killed 11 Afghan soldiers. The defense ministry said the insurgents ambushed a convoy of troops Sunday in the Karak district of Herat. The Reuters news agency reports 6 Taliban militants were killed in the fighting. Tunisian authorities are searching for accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. An interior ministry spokesman told reporters Sunday that while a single Tunisian militant carried out the attack, officials are sure he had help beforehand. He said the gunman's cell phone has been found and his family has been questioned. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports thousands of Iraqis have fled Ramadi in the wake of the takeover of the city by Islamic State militants. The refugees are stuck at checkpoints in Anbar province and so far have been barred from entering the capital, Baghdad. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates 85,000 people have fled the latest escalation of violence by IS militants in Ramadi since May 15th. It says the majority of the latest wave of displaced individuals remains in Anbar governorate, boosting the numbers of homeless people in this area to 180,000. UNHCR staff in the area report many people on the move face obstacles at various checkpoints out of Anbar into neighboring provinces. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Today marks the one-year mark since Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State group, declared what he called an Islamic caliphate. The caliphate stretches across eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq. A car bomb Monday killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. The blast occurred in the Heliopolis district of eastern Cairo. As Barakat was traveling to work, no group has claimed responsibility. One of two inmates who escaped from a prison in the U.S. state of New York remains hospitalized a day after being shot and taken back into police custody. A hospital official says David Sweat is in critical condition. He spent 23 days eluding authorities after breaking out of the maximum security facility along with fellow inmate Richard Matt. Matt was shot and killed Friday by a federal agent. A solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air as it attempts a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of central Japan early Monday after an unscheduled month-long stop. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.